Well, Terry, first of all, congratulations. A 5-point win, made hard work of it, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I felt with the game won a couple of times, but you have to give credit to Termon. They've got great spirit there and belief, and they're a different outfit at home, and they probably were smarting from a defeat last weekend. A couple of very tasty forwards, and maybe if they had taken a few opportunities, could have put us under more pressure. But I'd have to say I'm happy with our performance. We showed composure, we lost the goal, put us 3 down, we come back to be 5 up at half time. Found ourselves in a good position in the second half, conceded what I consider to be a sloppy enough goal, and then we had a couple of sends off. So we saw it the last 8-9 minutes with 13 players and to come out of Termon. Last year there won't be a point, this year there won't be 5. So yeah, there's 2 points on the board. Tom, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, we'll talk about the sendings off in a minute, but back to the game itself. Obviously those 2 first half goals were very important for you, and especially the first one. I know the second one.
It was a great drive from Paul Brennan. He showed his quality, kept going on and on, nobody come for him, and he just hit it with his left foot. I thought he was going for a point, but
he was going for the goal, I think.
That's what he says, Tom. That's what he said. No. Yeah, yeah. He's the sort of way you got to keep him down. What are you joking for?
Yeah. And obviously, it's great to have a player like Gary Clancy coming back and Jimmy Brennan there as well. You know, there was a couple of times in the second half you needed an outlet up front to go with it.
Well, that was it. We didn't have Gary last week, and you can see the difference he makes. He's a quality player. I think he was the highest scorer in last year's championship, and Jamie has the quality as well. So those two make an outlet. But the other players do unselfish work. It's great the chance for them, but their quality surely. But I'm sure they'll look at their own performance, say they could have been slightly more clinical, which would have made life a bit easier for us. But we'll move on from that.
Talk to me. We mentioned the sending off. Matthew Duffy forced 2 yellows. Paul Brennan, we're not sure, is it a straight red or was it?
Well, it looks like Matthew's 2 yellows. I didn't realise he had a yellow. Somebody said he got a yellow just after the water break. I hadn't seen it, and he got a second yellow because I might have switched him across. He tackled it, I suppose, and there's a good player. Like, he turned inside him and he put a hand across. So it was a shock to me, but 2 yellows he's in for. Paul, it was strange when it came from the ball going in, and I thought we were going to get a free out. Or Peter Boyle, centre back, went to pick the ball up, it appeared to me, and put his toe under the ball. And I thought, lift the ball up. The referee blew the whistle belatedly, and I thought he was giving a free out to us, but some sort of a melee ensued, and I think Paul was showing a straight red. I didn't see him getting a yellow before, so I don't know. I don't honestly know. I didn't see it. But
would you let me look at it?
Well, somebody will have a look at it. There's no point. You know, the referee makes what he feels to be right decision. He did well today, and, you know, he consulted the umpires and lines people, and they told him what they saw. So we just have to deal with him.
So a case of mission accomplished here today, back in the championship.
Back in the championship, but we would have been out. You know, when we looked at the thing, we were saying ourselves in Termon, both of us away, and those are 2 points that have to be got. So we're on the board, and we'll be hoping for, I don't know, a favourable draw. But we're home the next time, and hopefully a favourable draw.